Blog Talk Radio.
What a great show this was. You know, we've been around rodeo for a number of years. We've had an opportunity to attend many different events. And when we're talking about an event like the Buck and Duck on a Wednesday night, I can tell you that this is up there with the best of them. You know, we had an opportunity to come in here, and we're going to get right down to it and talk about what the Buck and Duck really is. This is a jackpot rodeo that is held every Wednesday night. It's been held this way for the last 3 years that they've had events down here at this Lone Star Arena. And, man, I'm telling you, it's just a great opportunity for you fans to come down on a Wednesday night and watch some great activity. First off, we were out on the town here in Stevensville, went out and got us a great bite to eat, and then we headed down to the arena. Now, when we got down here, I can tell you that we walked in, and I was just amazed at the talent that was here for this event. You know, they say that there's a lot of rodeo cowboys that hang around Stevensville, and it truly is the cowboy capital. There are so many talented athletes right out of Stevensville, Texas, and we had an opportunity to see quite a few of them down here at the Buck and Duck at the Lone Star Arena on a Wednesday night. And I'm talking about guys that we've seen at the Wrangler National Finals. We've seen him at Rodeo Houston. Travis Woodard, who we actually were able to interview just a couple weeks ago down there in Houston. Corey Koontz, Patrick Smith, Luke Brown, another one that we were able to catch up with down in Houston. I mean, the list goes on. Carly Pierce in the barrel racing, she was here tonight. So many of your favorite guys and girls, Jeremiah Peak, the list goes on and on. We could be here all night with the amount of talent that comes out here on a Wednesday night. So for the fans that are able to attend, you really feel like you're in one of the best rodeo arenas out there. And really, I'm going to tell you that I have to agree. I really believe that this is certainly one of the best. You know, a lot of work goes down here to the Lone Star Arena every Wednesday night. They ended up having to pay 40 personnel every week just to help produce this event, help to make things happen. But there is so much activity going on, it is well worth it. The arena is split in two. You've got your timed event section on one side. You've got bulls bucking on the other. And I'm telling you, two announcers, they are going off almost simultaneously. The atmosphere is electric. And it just gives you an opportunity to really sit back and enjoy a great rodeo event on a Wednesday night. They've got barrel racing, they've got tie down, they've got team roping, steer wrestling, breakaway, and then, of course, your bull riding on the other end of the arena. And like I said, with the arena split in two, this really gives you an opportunity to watch so much exciting action nonstop. you can turn your head left and you've got bull riding. You turn your head to the right and you've got your timed event. And it is just fast-paced, electric stuff. You know, we're able to come down here tonight to the Lone Star Arena, and we are also able to kind of witness what was going on after the rodeo as the KWBY was featuring the Six Gun Sarah Showcase. And they have got some great music down here. You head up to the VIP area after the event, and you're able to sit back, listen to some great music, and really get one-on-one with a lot of your contestants, a lot of the other rodeo personnel down there. It was just a fantastic time. So I have got to tell you, fans, this was certainly an experience that we will certainly make our way back to. A lot of things going on. Like I said, the Six Gun Sarah Showcase, hosted by KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. We're down there to bring in some great artists, and we're going to talk about them later on in the show. We might even have some interviews to go along with it. We also were able to catch up with some of the contestants here tonight. We're going to air some of those interviews as well. So, fans, great show, great wrap-up down here from Stephensville, Texas at the Lone Star Arena as we wrap up the Buck and Duck on a Wednesday night. Fans, stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to get down to the rodeo action. Let's take a few minutes to hear from our good friends at Rodeo Genius.
Hey, guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
All right, welcome to the rodeo wrap-up as we are down here in Stephensville, Texas, at the Lone Star Arena, wrapping up the Wednesday night Buck and Duck. And I've got to tell you, I'm just fired up. I'm so excited to be able to take part in an event here on a Wednesday night. What a great rodeo it was. So let's get down to it. In the breakaway roping, we had some great runs. The one coming out on top, Tara Smith, with a run of 2.2. Now, this young cowgirl has been a college rodeo coach for 5 years. She also enters up in the team roping and the barrel racing. And, you know, wow, this young talented girl can really show how it's done. 2.2 seconds down here, was able to have a great run, and she brought home the paycheck here in the jackpot on a Wednesday night. Going down to the tie-down roping, Clay Long had a run of 8.09. And, you know, we talk about it here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. We talk about, you know, Making 8 is not just for rough stock guys. You know, usually in the tie-down roping, if a guy makes 8 seconds or can be right around 8 seconds, it's usually going to put him in the money. And Clay Long was able to do that with an 8.09. We had guys down here in the calf roping from California. You know, I mean, these guys travel from all over as they head to Texas to hit these rodeos. Obviously, there's a lot of rodeos going on with Rodeo Austin and several of the events as we just wrapped up Rodeo Houston. You know, these guys have an opportunity to stop through Stephensville, go get their horses out, make some great runs, and make sure that everything is tuned up before they go hit these big rodeos on the weekend. So lots of activity going on. In the barrel racing, Lacey Donegan ran at 14.05. Fast run for this cowgirl in the barrel racing, and I'm telling you, it's so electric down here. When you go back and forth between bull riding and barrel racing, just so much activity. In the team roping, I will tell you that Ren Richard and Arky Rogers were the ones that pulled it out tonight with a 4.81. So 4.81 got the team roping done tonight at the Buck and Duck. And we were able to catch up with one of the team ropers here, Arky Rogers. So let's take a listen to this interview as we catch up with him. Hey, y'all, we're up here at the Buck and Duck, and joining me is one of the team ropers that won tonight, Arky Rogers. Arky, talk to us about what it's like for you down here this evening here at the Buck and Duck.
Oh, you know, it's fun to come down here and get to rope and rope against guys that you compete against all year. And I brought a new horse that I just bought today, actually, and knew it was a good spot to bring him and kind of, you know, come blow a skirt up and see how it went.
Well, it worked out well for you tonight. Looks like you probably have to bring him back next week, huh?
Yes, sir, probably so.
Now, who are you roping with tonight?
I roped with Ren Richard. That's who I won first with, yes, sir.
All right, well, you know, it's such a great thing that we have an opportunity to talk with team ropers because we don't get a chance a whole lot, you know, down here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So talk to us a little about what it's like for you guys and having your horses, and everybody's got to be on the same page. I mean, it's not like a bull rider and a bull where it's just the two of you that's got to be in sync. I mean, you guys have a lot of factors down here in team roping, am I right?
Well, yes, sir. I mean, in this area, there's so many guys that rope good, you know, around this area, and you got to dang sure have a good horse, a good partner. You got to draw a good steer, you know, be sharp on the barrier and make a really aggressive run. And, you know, there was 20-something teams tonight, and half the guys that were here had been to the NFR before, so, you know, and they're only paying two monies. So you're back in there knowing that, hey, you got to make a dang sure sharp run.
That's right. Well, now let's talk about some of the things that you do, you know, outside. Are you heading to more rodeos this weekend?
No, sir. This whole month's pretty relaxed for me. My partner, Jet Johnson, lives in Wyoming, my rodeo partner. And so I won't meet back up with him until Logandale, 1st of April. And then that, you know, April will get kicked off for us again. So it's kind of nice for the Buck and Duck to be going on where you can come up here and stay sharp.
Well, good deal. And they've got a lot of other things going on out here. Obviously, the bull riding on the other end of the arena. They're going to have a concert here later tonight. So a lot of activity. Now, you've been here pretty much since they started, right, about 3 years ago?
Oh, yes, sir. And every Wednesday night, you know, the people here, they do such a good job of, you know, getting entertainment and getting things for the, you know, the town to have fun and do. This is a great spot to come.
Good deal, man. Well, listen, enjoy the break, and we look forward to seeing you out there at these rodeos here in April.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right, guys. That was Arky Rogers, who ended up running a 4.81 with Ren Richard. And we actually know that Ren is actually having a really good weekend down at Austin, and want to congratulate him and hope that things are still going well for him. But, man, I'm telling you, there's so much talent down here in the barrel racing. They had Carly Pierce. Now, Carly, unfortunately, ended up hitting a barrel tonight. And like Arky was saying here in our interview, you know, these guys only have – they only pay two spots. So if you're going to come, you better come. And with the level of competition that is here, you need to be focused. You need to bring your A game. But on a Wednesday night, Buck and Duck, you talk about a lot of fun. These guys are really relaxed. It's just a great atmosphere to be in and a great place for fans to come down here and watch a lot of these guys as they get tuned up. As you heard, Arky brought down a brand-new horse. First time running him out here, they ended up winning the event. So lots of great things happening down here in Stevensville, Texas at the Lone Star Arena. The one other thing we really wanted to point out about this is, you know, last fall, 17 of the top competitors that were competing at the Wrangler National Finals were here on a Wednesday night before the Wrangler National Finals. So these guys are out getting tuned up, getting ready to go, and you're seeing so much talent down here. Man, I'm telling you, you feel like you're at a pro show anywhere across the U.S. or Canada, for that matter. I mean, the talent that is here is unbelievable. We've got talent that have come in from California, Oregon. You know, these guys travel many miles to get down here to Stevensville, Texas, especially during these winter months because so many rodeos are going on. So it's a great opportunity for you fans to come out and catch these guys in action. Maybe even sit back and get to talk with a few of them just like we did here tonight. So we're going to take another short break here, guys. When we come back, we've got bull riding to talk about. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the debut of the Six Gun Sarah Showcase right here from Stevensville, Texas at the Lone Star Arena. So you guys stay tuned. We will be right back.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making 8 Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
All right, welcome back. And we also want to send a big old shout out, as we were there in Stevensville. We want to send a big old shout to the Western Store at 2900 West Washington in Stevensville, Texas. Those guys are great. So if you guys are in the area, make sure to stop by and see those guys. Getting down to the bull riding. Now, the bull riding is produced by Boyd and Floyd Bucking Bulls. Not quite sure who they are? Well, if you follow the PBR, you'll certainly have to know who these guys are. Big-time stock contractors, bring down some great bulls. And, you know, we had an opportunity to actually catch up with Brad after the event and talk with him a little bit about what he's doing here. Now, he said that, you know, this facility is such a great facility down here. He never wanted to see it go away. So he actually purchased the arena to make sure that his bulls could be down there during the week and buck and get ready for the professional bull riders and the PRCAs as they get out there and hit the road. So Boyd and Floyd Bucking Bulls were the ones that bring the stock down here on the Wednesday night buck and duck. And, man, I'm telling you, they brought some great ones. Now, I will say that we have some great first-round action as Cameron Hopper from Stevensville, Texas, scored an 81. Laramie Collins scored 80.5. We had a couple other guys that were down there, and they scored in the 60s, you know, a few lower ones. But, man, they brought them back to the short round. And, you know, the surprise was J. Lee Brett. J. Lee is actually from Pendleton, Oregon. Now, he scored a 78 in the first round, came back, was the only bull rider to actually to have a qualified ride in the short go, which gave him 159 on two head. And, of course, he was the one that walked away as our winner here from the Wednesday night buck and duck this evening. So, but I will say we were able to catch up with one of the other bull riders down here, Zach Harris. Now, Zach is a regular down here at the Wednesday night buck and duck. And from what I understand, Zach knows how to bring in the dollars. So we had a chance to catch up with him. Here's his interview. Hey, y'all, we're down here at the Buck and Duck with one of the guys, one of the regulars down here, one of the regular money winners down here in the bull riding, Zach Harris. Zach, talk to us about what it's like for you down here at the Buck and Duck.
Well, it's an awesome experience to get on great bulls every day, the same caliber that are getting hauled to the PBRs, so it's great practice and an easy chance to win some free money, so why not?
There you go. I know you didn't have much luck here tonight, but that's kind of the name of the game, you know, and the good thing about it is you can be back here next week, right?
Yes, sir, exactly. Like I said, it's a good place to come practice and work on what your problems are and come around next time.
That's right. Now, you're actually heading out to some touring pros this weekend, right?
Oh, not this weekend, actually. I'll be going next weekend to Stephenville both nights, and that'll be where I'm at, staying home.
Good deal, man. Good deal. Well, appreciate you taking the time out. What are some things that maybe you like to do when you're not out riding bulls?
I like feeding bulls. I get the luxury of working for Kent Cox, so I get to feed bulls this weekend and stay around the atmosphere, and it's kind of the right state of mind. So
kind of keeps you in that mode, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, good deal, man. Well, good luck to you, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, that was Zach Harris, one of the regulars down here on the Wednesday night Buck and Ducks, and local guy able to come out here on Wednesday nights and compete for some good, you know, decent money, enough to get down the road here for the week and maybe pay some entry fees up. So, you know, we didn't have much luck here tonight, but I'll tell you, we did have a lot of fun with these guys and watching these bulls, you know, Boyd and Floyd Bucking Bulls. They are the real deal, and I know that you guys would enjoy seeing this. As we see a lot of these bulls here every weekend on the Built Ford Tough Series, you know, they're in the PBR or the PRCA. So you see them out at many rodeos. These guys know what it takes to raise some bulls, but you got to get some cowboys on them. They're able to do that here at the Buck and Duck. And, man, I'm telling you, what an exciting, exciting event, you know, to be able to catch up with them. And want to say a big thanks to all the staff down here. Like I said, over 40 personnel it takes to come down here and to really put this event on. You know, you can't say enough about the volunteers and the staff that come in here to do a job every Wednesday night just to make sure that this event is what it should be for the fans to come in and watch it and have a good time. With that, you know, one of the things that they added here starting tonight was the Six Gun Sarah Showcase. brought to you by KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. This is a it's a feature show where they bring in live bands to come in and do some singing. Tonight we had Joey Green, and we're going to catch up with him in just a few minutes. But, you know, we want to talk to the ones who are actually promoting the Six Gun Sarah Showcase, and that would be our good friends over there at KWBY and Jody and Sarah Cottle. So we had a chance to catch up with them, and let's take a listen from these guys.
Hey, y'all. We are down here with the KWBY crew, and tonight down here at the Buck and Duck would be the Six Gun Sarah Showcase. And joining us is Sarah. Sarah, tell us a little bit about what's happening here tonight at the Buck and Duck.
Well, we had the rodeo from about 7 until 9, and then we got music kicked off. This is our first Six Gun Sarah Showcase, and we have Joey Green, Texas country artist out of Fort Worth, who's playing here with us tonight, and we're excited to have him. People are sticking around, and looking good.
Yeah, it really is. We're all having a good time down here. And talk to us about KWBY, just what you guys normally do and what the fans, you know, can look forward to hearing there on your radio shows, as well as the online stream that we have posted on Making 8 Rodeo Network.
That's right. We are KWBY, Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio, right here in Stephenville, Texas, 107.9 and 98.5. And you can pick us up on TuneIn, on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Unless you have like a top of the line in 2005, you're not going to be able to pick it up. But other than that, and then our website, www.kwbyradio.com. And we're excited. We're so excited to get this station going. And we've got Texas country, Southern rock. We're doing a lot of stuff with rodeo with you. We're excited to be teaming up with you at Making 8 Rodeo Network. So, lots of good things in store for us here.
That's right. And lots of great things in store for the rodeo fans. You know, and you know, the music industry and the rodeo life are so similar. And what we're seeing down here, what we've had the opportunity to see in Stephenville, there's so many of these guys that can relate to the rodeo life, and to have them down here and bring them both together here on a Wednesday night is just unreal. I mean, the talent that was here tonight was unbelievable. I mean, we're seeing NFR guys down here riding on a Wednesday night at this little deal in Stephenville, Texas. You can't go wrong with it, you know. And then we've got the Six Gun Sarah Showcase, and I'm telling you, it's just rocking and rolling down here in Texas, and we look forward to being back here many more times. So thank you for taking the time out, and we look forward to working with you. It's going to be a great time.
Absolutely. You know, we came out to Lone Star Arena, I think, like 2 weeks before the NFR, and there was 17 people that were going off to the NFR that were right here in this Lone Star Arena for the Buck and Duck on a Wednesday night. Just getting some practice in before they headed out there. So Stephenville's a cool town, you know, and there's lots of things that go on in the rodeo area, and it's a market that's untouched, unfortunately, but we're grabbing it, and we're going with it, and we're riding it.
There you go. You're riding it. We're cowboying up down here in Stephenville. So I'm going to talk to you. I can't say the boss, because we know who the boss is here.
He's the foreman.
Jody Lee, come on over here, man, and talk to us, brother. Tell us about, you know, obviously we've got a great partnership going here in the radio and the music industry. What made you guys decide to combine them both for radio?
Well, it's kind of like you said, it's a natural fit. You know, the Texas guys, I've been in the music, you know, business for a long time, been in radio for 16 years, and I've dealt with a lot of these artists, and a lot of them, before we even knew what to call them, you know, they were playing a different kind of music, which to me is a lot like Southern rock, kind of reinvented. And you talk to the cowboys, and what do they like to hear? They tell you, well, I like Leonard Skinner, and I like George Strait, and I like Justin McBride. I mean, it's a big mix of music, and that's what we wanted to do is tie that in and put the artists, like you said, with the cowboys, because they do have a similar in our life. They're on the road, they're away from their families, and they all have good stories to tell.
That, you know, and the stories are unbelievable. And I can honestly say that, you know, as we were down here earlier this week talking with you, and we went out and we saw a lot of these musicians playing, and we were just looking at each other, and I'm going, man, that's a rodeo life right there if I've ever seen it. You know, just the stories and the lyrics that are put out there are exactly what cowboys and cowgirls live going up and down the road. So for the fans that are tuning in, you know, they're able to listen to that music 24/7 and then get the rodeo exposure that we all want, we all crave anyway. So, I mean, it's a really good deal. It's bringing it all in one place, and, man, we're exploding it. We're bringing it out there on the networks between yours and ours. And, you know, we got Steve Kenyon, Pro Rodeo Live. Lots of great things happening for the rodeo community and lots of great things happening for the musicians down here in Texas.
Absolutely. We're excited about the partnership, and I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from you. Man, the Six Gun Sarah Showcase is rocking here tonight. I like it. I like it. We're coming back here just for it. I guarantee it. So, but thanks for joining us, and hey, man, we look forward to a long and beautiful, strong partnership.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, that was the host of the Six Gun Sarah Showcase right here at the Lone Star Arena and KWBY 98.5 107.9 FM. You can also tune in. We've got the links posted on Makin8Rodeo.com. So get on over there. Take a listen. You know, you can listen to their music 24/7. They're playing some of the best in Texas rodeo or Texas country music. You know, a lot of folks around these parts call it red dirt country. It's a little bit of outlaw country. You just can't go wrong with it. So, man, it was so excited to have them bringing rodeo into the FM stations and tuning in on the FM dials, you know. And Stevensville, Texas truly is cowboy capital. I mean, there's so much. It's filled with so much talent there in Stevensville, Texas, and so many rodeos and things like that going on down there. So definitely make sure you guys get over there and check them out. You can also follow them on Facebook and Twitter. And you know, hey, tell them Makin8 Rodeo Network sent you and that you guys are glad to be listening to their music, because we haven't stopped listening since we pulled out of Stevensville nonstop. So great country music, and we enjoy every minute of it. We've also got we also were able to catch up with their showcase, their feature artist there in the debut Six Gun Sarah Showcase, and Joey Green. So we were able to catch up with him. Let's take a listen to this interview.
Hey, y'all. We're up here at the Buck and Duck, and as we wrap up here this evening, we're able to catch up with the feature artist on the Six Gun Sarah Showcase, Joey Green. And Joey, talk to us about where you're from, and just talk to us about what you're doing here tonight.
Oh man, I'm a Crowley boy. I'm just south of Fort Worth. Still Tarrant County though, not quite south of Crowley boy, but I lived in Joshua for a long time too as well. I was an FFA and I was doing all that stuff, and I got into music, man, mainly just on the country side of things, you know. And I'm up here playing for Sarah and Jody Lee, because they call me, and this is a cool thing. I've never even been in the arena. I've never even been in here. I know that they do shows up here and stuff, so tonight was really cool. Got a little tequila, buzzing on me, but the Minnesotans that were in town tonight took care of me pretty well. But overall, man, I had a blast, man. It was awesome.
Well, what's it like for you? I mean, we can honestly say that the musician life is a lot like the rodeo life in comparison. So, I mean, talk to us about what it's like for you on the road and traveling out to these different places and playing.
Man, it's quite the experience, because it's like a hit or miss, and you never know what kind of gig you're walking into, man. Sometimes you play a gig where it's like playing in front of Walmart. Like, people are just walking by, they look at you like you're crazy and keep going, you know. And, you know, we do a lot of state fair type gigs, fairgrounds or city festivals and stuff like that. And those are cool because they're like family events, and then you get into the venue, the bar, you know, and then you sometimes you got to deal with those personalities. So ultimately, it's a lot like what the rodeo scene is like. But ultimately, what I love most about it is that I have a job where I can have a good time, and I can very much meet my clientele, connect with my clientele, and become lifelong friends with a lot of them when we go. We continuously hit the same town over and over, and make. They're not just fans; they're friends. I mean, because we're a regional band. We're not a national band. We're not stadium wide, or we're not doing stadiums and arenas. You know, we're a small club, 200-seat band, and so it's really cool to make friends and out of fans, and then they become family to the point where we go to town sometimes, and they have dinner ready for us. You know, so it's not. It's like, hey, when you are done with sound check, just come to the house. Y'all can crash here if you need it, blah, blah, blah. And it's really cool to develop those relationships with complete strangers that become family.
That's right. Well, listen, I know we look forward to hearing a lot of your music there on KWBY. There's 98.5 and 107.9. So it's a great thing what you're doing out here, and we're glad to hear you tonight, man. It was good playing.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's going to be a blast.
All right, guys, that was Joey Green, one of the artists down here that was able to come down and play at the Wednesday night Buck and Duck. And, man, I'm telling you, you know, after such a great rodeo and watching all the talent down here and the rodeo and the bull riding that goes on, able to head upstairs to the VIP lounge and sit around and listen to Joey Green play was just fantastic. And you can bet that we'll be back down there with KWBY and the whole crew down there at the Buck and Duck and enjoy ourselves a lot more throughout the year. So, something else for you guys to look forward to. But, you know, as we get out here and we hit these rodeo wrap-ups, well, you never know who we're going to run into. And we were able to catch up with a guy that I think a few of you may know, whether you're living in Stevensville and you see him around town or you sit around on a weekend and watch a little bit of the professional bull riders on a weekend deal. You may have run into this guy or heard his name mentioned. He's one of our favorites as he's another Florida native, Caleb Sanderson. So let's take a listen as we're able to catch up with him.
Hey, y'all, we're down here at the Buck and Duck in Stevensville, Texas, and you know, you just never know who you're going to catch up with. We actually had an opportunity to catch up with a Florida cowboy that some of you may know, Caleb Sanderson. Caleb, man, you know, what are you doing out here in Stevensville here lately?
Man, I've kind of made this a home base. Well, Florida will always be my home, but out here in Stevensville, it's a little better to travel, easier to drive to places. Got some good friends, you know, and got a good little job working for Boyd and Floyd, and just trying to keep me busy and kind of just one of them deals. You move out and kind of get your own stuff and buy your own place, and just too bad it's too far from home.
Yeah, I know it does get rough, but you did say you got to make it back there to Jacksonville and see some of your family down there earlier this year, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I get to make it back every now and again, Christmas, usually one time in the summer. But I actually bought my pro card, I think, last week. I think we sent it all in, and so I get to make it home a lot more and more often anyways, be down there for a little bit.
Well, good deal. You know, that'll be a good opportunity for you to go out and hit more rodeos, and these fans will have an opportunity to see. I know you got the Florida crowd pretty much wrapped up, you know, and it's always good to see out there. And we've missed you out there on the PBR on the Built Ford Tough every Sunday, but every weekend. But, you know, I know that you're just kind of getting things together and getting things right for yourself so you get back at it.
Yeah, and that's all my fault. You know, I should be riding a whole lot better than I am. And kind of going broke not being there, but, you know, that's just part of it. You live and learn. I just need to keep my hands shut, keep my head down, and it all wash out. But, you know, I hadn't rode very good this year, and it hadn't looked like it's getting any better. But we'll make another whack at it in a couple weeks.
Well, there you go, man. Well, listen, it's good to catch up with you out here in Texas, and we look forward to seeing you back out here with some more of these rodeos as well as some of these PBR deals.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And like I say, I'm going to try to make it home to some of them pro rodeos at home, but if not, shoot, I'll be back on tour here pretty soon. Just matter of keeping my damn hands shut.
There you go. All right, buddy. We'll catch up with you here down the road.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. That was Caleb Sanderson, professional bull rider, and you know, we were able to catch up with him down here on a Wednesday night at the Buck and Duck. And you, like I said, you just never know what kind of talent you're going to run into down here. There's just so many of them. and we look forward to getting back there and catching up with many more. So that's going to wrap up tonight's rodeo wrap-up show from Stevensville, Texas, in the Lone Star Arena. I want to thank everybody down there at the Lone Star for having us come in and, you know, sit back and talk with them. Also want to send a big thanks to the KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM, as they were able to present the Six Gun Sarah Showcase right here from the Buck and Duck. So lots of activity going on. Make sure you guys stay tuned weekly as we'll be back on the road giving you more rodeo wrap-ups right here on MakingEightRodeo.com. Until then, keep smiling and hit the rodeo trail.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
Get in touch with God.